It's all in the foundations. Council has adopted the Budget, Strategic Resource Plan and the Council Plan for the 2017-18 financial year, which together set the foundation, strategies and resourcing for achieving the objectives of the Council over the next 4 years. Delivering a financially responsible budget for the 2017-18 financial year, Council believes it meets the changing needs and demands of the growing community whilst reflecting the changing environment in which local government is operating. The Council Plan articulates Council's vision for Kardinia Shire to be developed in a planned manner to enable present and future generations to live healthy and productive lives and to enjoy the richness of the diverse and distinctive characteristics of the Shire. Mayor Councillor Brett Owen said working together will be the key to the Council's success in achieving its aim of making Kardinia Shire the best possible place to live, work, raise a family and do business. I'm really happy with the way this Council has come together in constructive discussion and agreement on our collective goals for serving our community and the way we intend to achieve these goals over the next 4 years, Councillor Brett Owen said. I would like to thank all those in our community who took the time to provide feedback on both of these key strategic documents, and anyone who attended the 3 community information sessions we held in Officer, Gembrook and Kooyrup during April. For more information, website www.kardinia.vic.gov.au/councilplan. Highlights. Budget. Meets the lower rate environment of 2%. Delivers more than $44 million of capital works to the community, forming a large portion of the $160 million investment over 5 years and focusing on roads, $19.94 million, building upgrades, $3.86 million, and sports playing surfaces, $2.55 million. Continued focus on keeping Council's operational and employee costs down, with Kardinia Shire Council among the lowest in the state. Council Plan. Objectives identified across 5 areas: people, community, environment, economy, and governance. Continued advocacy at Victorian and Australian government levels and with other agencies to secure funding and increase access to improved services like roads, transport, technology, and education. Efforts to expand community programs and events, as well as sporting and artistic activities. Delivering a wide range of programs and projects to protect and enhance our natural environment, including the Aspirational Energy Transition Plan. A commitment to working in partnership with a range of community organisations and government agencies to deliver a variety of innovative approaches to support our community.